This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Another edition of the highly popular Posted and Toasted. That's where we read the old tweets of our fellow FAN co-workers and Tiki guesses who posted it. Are you ready?
I am. Let's hear it.
Let's go back to October 22nd, 2009. I wish I was raised a Yankee fan. Life would be so much easier. Is that Evan Roberts, Sal Licata, Greg Giannotti, or Tommy Lugauer?
That's Tommy.
You're wrong.
How is that not Tommy?
You think Tommy would ever say, quote, I wish I was raised a Yankee fan?
Yes.
Have you ever said that, Tommy?
I hope not.
It was not
Maybe
Tommy.
Maybe I felt that a few times.
Sal?
You're wrong.
I have no idea.
That would be Gio.
Let's go, Boston.
What is he a fan of?
He's
I don't
a Met
even
fan.
Know.
He's a Met fan.
How is he a Met fan?
What do you mean, how is he a Met fan? His parents are Met fans. He grew up as a diehard Met fan.
His mom's a really big Met fan.
Yeah, big time Met fan. But I understand that sentiment, and I know why he tweeted that. It was October of 2009. The Yankees were probably about to win the World Series. And he's thinking to himself, my God, wouldn't life be so much easier if I was a Yankee fan? And he's right about that, and I agree with that sentiment. But I also think we'd be different humans. Like, Gio, much like myself, we've never seen a championship from the teams I root for. And he roots for, and we don't have a lot of similarities other than the Mets.
Right.
He's obviously a Knicks fan and a Vikings fan. I am a Jets fan and a Nets fan, but we do share that. We've literally never seen anything.
Right.
And I think in his mind, especially being a Viking fan, he's probably thinking to himself, I'm never going to see anything. And so if we saw stuff early, wouldn't that change who we are?
I think that's what throws me off about his fandom. The Vikings thing makes it weird for everything else.
<That's>
it's just like, how the hell are you a Vikings fan?
You can't cross-associate.
Now, yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense to me.
If the New York Knicks win the NBA championship, then Gio would have his title. Tommy's already got a title as a Giant fan, but there would be very few people left in this town who would fit the qualifications that I have, which is I've seen nothing. Because some people at least root for the Giants and remember that. Obviously, most of this city loves the Knicks, so they'd have that. And so I'd be left on an island by myself. Right now, I got a few people on my island. Gio's on my island. I think Licata's still on my island.
Of course.
I've never seen championships. But it would be an island all by myself.
No, you would be with younger Ranger, Yankee, Giant fans.
How young would you have to be to not remember 2009? Probably 2000.
So what are you thinking?
You're talking 25 and under.
Yeah, the 25 and under crowd. But you guys could go hang out, have some beers.
But we're not on the same island because they're that much younger. Like, I'm going to be in my mid-40s. Like, they're not on the same island of no championship.
They're just in a different part of the island.
Well, they're on a growing island, but it's not the same. Like, the Knicks winning a title will leave me by myself, and I'm going to be very lonely. I don't want to be by myself.
Yeah, they don't want to hang out with you. They're in their 20s. They're going to have their own little cliques. They're on this side.
Evan is...
Leave that 40-year-old over there.
Evan's the old dude at the club.
Yeah. That's why I can't have the Knicks win a title. Like, right now, I have a bond with a lot of people at this radio station who are like, yeah, I don't know what it's like to win a championship either. If the Knicks win a title, I'm dead.
I just picture Beningo giving him double middle fingers after the next win.
All right, here's post number two, August 17th, 2024. More people in the tri-state area know who Aaron Judge is than Jalen Brunson, and it's not even close. Is that Sean Morash, Keith McPherson, Al Dukes, or Sal Licata?
More people in the tri-state area know who Jalen Brunson is.
Aaron Judge is than Jalen Brunson, and it's not close. Judge over Brunson.
I'm going to say that that is Sal Licata.
You're wrong.
I don't know. I don't get a sense on this one.
You don't think it's Sean? He's been fighting that king fight now for over a year.
This was last year, though.
Yeah, August of 2024.
And in August of 2024, it wasn't as big a deal to Sean's brain as it is now.
You are incorrect, sir. That king argument began in February of 2024.
Yes, but it didn't bother him last year.
Okay.
It bothers him this year.
Right. Tiki, I don't know if this is me, but I know that I believe that.
Okay, so it's Sean.
You're wrong.
Wow, all right.
It's Al Dukes.
Ball hammock.
Do you agree with that statement?
Why would he opine on that? On X. That doesn't seem his typical.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know.
A sports opinion on X. Yeah, usually you go to the bathroom and the stall gets peed on or whatever it is.
Well, it was a reply to someone else that works here's tweet.
And what was the tweet in question?
That's not fair.
What do you mean that's not fair?
Replying to a tweet doesn't give an authentic sense of the tweet.
You're completely wrong. He's saying his opinion that Aaron Judge is more known in this town by a lot than Jalen Brunson.
Lukey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Can you find the original tweet, please?
I could actually find the person that tweeted it. He's working with us on the digital side.
I already have the tweet. Okay. All right.
What is the original tweet?
So WFAN posted a video of Jalen Brunson arriving at Fanatics Fest.
Okay. Yes.
So FAN posts this, and the tweet says, "All love for the captain." Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Rami, who works here, does a great job, by the way.
Yep.
Rami tweets a response, "I actually don't think it's that close. Jalen Brunson is the undisputed king of New York right now. Judge is closest to him, but it's not very close."
And Rami's a Yankee fan, by the way, and Knick fan.
He's a Yankee Knick fan. So he was responding to the kingdom discussion, which has been going on for over a year.
Al responded to that.
And then Al responded to Rami by saying, "More people in the tri-state area know who Aaron Judge is than Jalen Brunson, and it's not close." Now, if you want to continue, Rami's response was, "There are more Knick fans than Yankee fans."
Okay.
To which Al responds, no chance.
I don't even care about any of that.
Right.
All I care about is that you presented a tweet to me in a vacuum, and there is so much more context around that that it's impossible to know where that comes from.
Oh, come on.
No, I agree with you.
Forget just being logical here.
Forget debating the take for a second. With the art of this segment is that somebody generated a thought in their brain
yes.
and put it out for the world to share. While that is a thought in Al's brain, it is only a thought kind of going back and forth to disagree yes. with somebody's
it's
take.
It's germinated by somebody else. It's not originally in his brain.
So,
and so to me, that sounds nothing like Al Dukes.
So from here on out, you only want me to supply you tweets that
the
were not garnered
original.
As a response.
The original tweet.
All right, fair enough.
It can't be the subtweet.
It only took a year of this game for new rules to be written.
No, it only took a year of this game for me to get annoyed by it.
All right. We got two more. This is August 15, 2016. New York City has 722 miles of subway track. That's literally the tweet. Is that Tiki Barber, Al Dukes, Boomer Esiason, or Evan Roberts?
It sounds like something I would tweet, but I'm going to say it's Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Huh. So it was me?
You're wrong.
Boomer?
Boomer Esiason!
Why the heck is Boomer on a subway?
Well,
that's the last person I would have expected to tweet that.
I didn't even think he was on a subway. I just thought Boomer randomly decided in the middle of a summer afternoon to just say, you know, New York City has 722 miles of subway track. The pitch is outside. Feels very random.
Is there more context to that tweet?
No.
It sure didn't come off somebody else's?
No, it's it is a random, hey, I'm going to tweet about subway tracks. All right, here's the final one. This is from December 24th, 2014. It's a little Christmas Eve tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure why wives complain about our last minute shopping. They make out better due to sheer hustle and guilt. Please learn that already. Is that Evan Roberts, Brandon Tierney?
That's BT.
Come on, give it to me.
You knew that immediately?
I knew that one immediately. Even though it is a philosophy that I myself employ.
You're a last second shopping guy?
Without a doubt. I have to pick one. I have to get gifts for one person. That's it. Tracy does everything else for everybody.
He does bring up, I got to tell you, BT, you've made a lot of points on Twitter and sports talk radio over the years. This may be your best one.
This one's solid.
Come on, dude.
This one is solid.
Because.
And he's right.
He's right. Like, I never thought about it that way because I plan stuff out. All right. I always plan, like, to a fault.
Right.
And so when I'm getting a gift, I'm going to plan it out a long time from now. I never thought about it that BT's right. If you actually wait to the last second, the other person's going to make out because you're so freaking desperate. You don't even care what something costs.
You're just out the window.
I got to get it.
Yeah,
no.
I need the gift.
Yeah.
But options are also limited. You know what I mean? Like if there's something specifically jewelry-wise that may be a little personalized you can't get, you're lessening the options.
It depends on where you're shopping.
I guess that's true.
I think he's overall right. I think it's a great point by BT.
I think it's a fantastic point.
I mean, it's bad news for my wife because right. I'm going to continue to plan out gifts and not wait to the last second. Like, he literally tweeted that out on Christmas Eve.
It's like, that means, you know what that means? BT was like, hey, hon, I'll be right back.
Right.
She's like, where the hell are you going? And he's like, I got to go shopping.
See, the
for
reason.
Who? For you. And then she got mad at him. And so, as he's going to wherever he's going, Sun Hills Mall.
He's tweeting this out.
Oh, what's your interview? She's going to get a great gift anyways.
You know, the one time I was late for a gift was because I really wasn't into her. It was one of my first girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was coming back from work, and I realized, oh, crap. I think it was like our stupid anniversary, or maybe it was right. Valentine's Day. I'm going to go with Valentine's Day. And as I'm pulling back at like 10 o'clock at night, because I used to work nights, I'm like, I got to get something for Valentine's Day. So I went into a 7-Eleven.
Seven? Come on.
There was nothing else open. I was also 18 years old. It's not like I knew what the hell I was doing.
I'm a loser.
And get a card. Go to CVS and get a card.
Probably a good idea. So I didn't. I went into a 7-Eleven. I'm looking around, and I find like a plastic flower, like plastic flowers.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it because I don't know any better. I'm 18 years old. So I come back. I give her the plastic flower. And she's kind of disgusted. And then I came up with one of my favorite lines of all time, which was utter BS because I didn't even like her that much. And that was, you know why I didn't get you a real one? Why is that? Real ones die. And unlike our relationship, it's going to last forever.
You're such a...
And I'm telling you, Tiki, I swear to God, rocked my world.
Oh, that come
line,
on.
That line was so effective, not another word was said that night.
Oh, and then you split a Lunchable for dinner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.